Street crime has been a blight this summer in Helena, West Helena, Arkansas, and late last week the mayor imposed a neighborhood curfew after 9 p.m., checking cars, not permitting children on the streets. The American Civil Liberties Union has called the action, quote, nothing less than a suspension of the Fourth Amendment. But this Tuesday, the city council voted to extend the curfew another 30 days. Mayor James Valley joins us on the phone. Mr. Mayor, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
And what was happening in your town that led you to declare a curfew?
Well, what we were having in this particular 10-block section was rampant random shooting that led to people actually sleeping on their floors out of fear they may be hit by stray bullets.
And what have the results been in the curfew, in your estimation?
Well, in my estimate, the curfew has been quite effective. The random shooting has all but ceased. We've made about 40 arrests, including about 10 felony arrests, and arrested some people who shouldn't have been on the street in the first place, were on some warrants from our Arkansas Department of Correction, that is, they violated their probation from the prison system.
Mr. Mayor, I've got to get your reaction to what Rita Sklar, the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union in Arkansas, has said. She says, quote, you can't just go around stopping, questioning, detaining anyone at any time for any reason, unless there's an insurrection or natural disaster or some kind of emergency. High crime rate, she says, high crime rate doesn't amount to an emergency of the sort that the mayor's claiming. What's your response, sir?
Well, we're just following traditional police tactics in terms of Terry versus Ohio, a Supreme Court case that said you're allowed to stop and investigate in order to keep the neighborhood safe. And that's what we're doing. The ACLU makes an academic argument in protection of the Constitution, but down on the street, you have to be able to keep people safe. Those people who are victims have equal rights under the Constitution, particularly the 14th Amendment, as do the perpetrators. And so it's a balancing act, and we believe we've reached a balance that is constitutional.
You're obviously a politician, sir. What kind of a reaction are you getting from the public?
Oh, man, the local people are just pleased with it. I bet we got more than 80% of the people who are in favor of the actions that we've taken. They want us to go to other areas of the community to do the same type of saturation. And the city council voted unanimously to support the action that we were taking.
Are you concerned you're dragging in innocent people?
No, particularly because we're not arresting anyone for the curfew violation per se. That is, nobody's been arrested purely for violating the curfew. Mm-hmm. Typically, we've got people for other things like DWI or possession of a firearm and drugs at the same time, or they've been written citations for failing to signal, for speeding, or something of that nature. So I don't believe we have any problems at all with this.
But at some point, of course, you presumably have to lift the curfew, and what do you do then to make the streets safe?
Well, we're taking on a couple of things. We're going to do a better job of getting assistance from other departments within our city. That is, the sheriff's department is going to help us. We're bringing in some constables, and we're going to hire 6 more police officers and try a community-oriented policing plan where we divide the city into 6 sections and concentrate the officers on the troubled sections a bit more than we have. We've been kind of stretched for the last couple of years.
Mr. Mayor, thanks very much for taking time out of your Saturday morning to speak with us.
Thank you.
James Valley is the mayor of Helena, West Helena, Arkansas.